I told Jens I don't got no more time for any more podcasts. Well,
this one's only 10 minutes.
Oh, well, I can do 10 minutes.
It's the Handy Dandy 10 Minute Sports Podcast with Jim Shear, and it all starts now.
Episode number 2 of the 10 Minute Sports Podcast. Think of this as the podcast equivalent of filet mignon. You cut out the fat, and you're left with a perfect piece of meat. Or you can think of it as the podcast equivalent of the McDonald's value meal. A quick meal that kind of makes you feel good. Not that nutritious, but whatever. But you know what, though? I've said this before, not on this podcast, but in real life. If fast food is made with love, it's really good. Like, if you use the ingredients you're given in a timely manner, it could be really good. And I speak from experience because I worked at McDonald's for 7.5 years. So if you came in to Route 8 Chandler McDonald's and you were hankering for a Big Mac value meal, I could make you feel good. You know, fry up the burgers just right. Don't let them sit in the bin too long. And with the French fries, you don't want to let them hang in over the oil too long once they're done because they get soggy. Throw them in the warmer and presto, that is made with love. You're going to enjoy that more than a steakhouse dinner that is not made with love and or passion. So enough about fast food. Let's talk about sports. We'll quickly start with the NHL. I'm a hockey fan, but I'm going to be honest. I don't really get into hockey until, you know, football's over and the playoff picture is starting to heat up. I'll watch the games, but like I said, my blood doesn't start boiling until that playoff season arrives. But right now, the best teams in the league, leading the Eastern Conference, the Montreal Canadiens with 34 points, and leading the Western Conference, the Dallas Stars with 34 points. New York Rangers also doing their thing with 32 points. And because I'm from Pittsburgh, the 10-minute sports podcast always has to have a Pittsburgh slant. The Penguins, if the season ended today, would be in fifth place in the Eastern Conference. They got 24 points. But like I said, so many ebbs and flows in a hockey season. That's all going to change in a couple months. In the NBA, leading the Eastern Conference, the Cleveland Cavaliers at 10-3, and the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference, still undefeated at 15-0. But not far behind them, San Antonio Spurs, 10-3. And I said it before, and I'll say it again. Golden State, if they would have met the Spurs in the playoffs last year, I don't know if they would have won. But maybe they'll meet in the playoffs this year. That would be a great matchup. Be even better if it happened in the Western Conference Finals. And right now, we are approaching week 12 of the NFL season. There's a game tonight. It's the Patriots versus Bills. That'll wrap up week 11. And throughout the season, I've chuckled at the Monday night and Thursday night matchups. Last Thursday, it was the Jaguars against the Titans. Who wants to see that? And then for the second straight week, I guess they're called Color Clash Thursdays, something to that effect, where both teams will wear monochromatic uniforms. So last week, the Titans, I believe, were wearing the powder blue on powder blue, and the Jaguars were wearing their flesh tone uniforms. And my wife came into the apartment after having dinner with a friend. She looked at the TV and she said, "Why are those guys naked?" And I said, they're not naked. This is just something stupid the NFL is doing. But if you know your history, I think when all the contracts were going down, the Monday night schedule went to the Sunday night game, and NBC got that contract, and the old Sunday night game went to Monday night. So that's why ESPN, they paid a lot of money for the crappy Sunday night football schedule now happening on Monday night. And if you're familiar with the business, everything I just said made sense. And if you're not, you're like, what did you say? Well, that's the reason why a couple weeks ago it was the Chargers and Bears on Monday Night Football. And then this week, we've got the Patriots against Bills. And yes, it's kind of sexy because you got Bill Belichick going against Rex Ryan, but it's the undefeated Patriots going against the Bills. And if you are listening to this podcast on a trip back home during Thanksgiving break, I apologize because the game has already finished. You already know who won. So it is on to week 12. We've got three games on Thanksgiving. The first one is a 12:30 kickoff on Fox. It's the Eagles at the Lions. And I recently posted a video on my YouTube channel, Milk It Entertainment, explaining why Thanksgiving is a bastard holiday. And if you look up bastard in the dictionary, one of its definitions is inferior. So Thanksgiving, if you think about it, it's a thankless holiday. All the leaf and pumpkin decorations, those are left over from Halloween. And then on Thanksgiving, everybody's just jazzed up about Christmas. And then we get the Lions every Thanksgiving. They've always been a bad team. I think they've made it to the NFC Championship once. It was in 91 and 92 when Barry Sanders was on the team and they lost to the Washington Redskins. And it wasn't a close game at all. So we start off Thursday with the Eagles and Lions. Then at 4:30 on CBS, a half hour into everyone's Thanksgiving dinners, Carolina Panthers at Dallas Cowboys. That's a good matchup. Panthers undefeated. Cowboys at 3-7, but Tony Romo is back and he's undefeated this year. And the Cowboys, I believe, actually favored to win the game. So I'll be watching that one. And then at 8:30 on NBC, a great rivalry game, but I don't know how great of a game it will be. Chicago Bears at Green Bay Packers. Might not watch that one. Might be, you know, mingling with people, eating desserts. Maybe I'll peek over the mob of people and check in on the score. But I think the Packers, since they're back on track, should handle the Bears pretty easily. But I wanted to end today by talking about the extra point rule. It was changed at the beginning of the season. First of all, the reason it was changed is preposterous. The NFL owners, and I think only two people voted against it, they changed the rule to add more skill to the play. Skill? Are you kidding me? How many of us could kick a 20-yard field goal off the ground over the strongest, biggest, fastest men in the world in rain, in snow, in front of 60,000 people? It's very skilled. So just because place kickers have become really good at converting extra points, it doesn't mean that they're not skilled. But I think the play was changed, or the rule was changed, to add more excitement to the extra point. But after 11 weeks of it, I don't even really notice. Someone scores a touchdown, I still run to the kitchen. I'll look over my back and say, oh yeah, all right, he kicked an extra point. But here's what's going to happen. During the latter games of the season, when teams are fighting to get into the playoffs, and then even into the playoffs and into the Super Bowl, the pressure is going to build. A kicker is going to realize that, oh, wait a second, this is a 33-yard field goal for 1 point. And in many cases, it's a 33-yard field goal to tie the game. And it's going to suck when a kicker misses an extra point in a big playoff game. I always think it's more exciting when the game is tied. So in the Super Bowl, if it's 21-20 and a kicker shanks an extra point, no one's going to blame the kicker. We're going to blame the NFL. And that's bad for business. So next year, I would like to see them move up the extra point. Doesn't have to be at the 2-yard line. Make it at the 5-yard line. I just don't want a game to be determined over an extra point. And after 11 weeks of football, it's not that more exciting. Overall, hasn't really changed things. So that is going to do it for the 10 Minute Sports Podcast. All of you, enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday. drive safely. And until next time, my name is Jim Shear, and I will see yens later.